Well, for many across Europe, the situation doesn't feel much better. Here in Britain, the country's biggest food charity, the Trussell Trust, says there's been a dramatic increase in the use of its food banks, and that's set to continue in the coming months as poorer families struggle financially as a result of the government's welfare changes. John McManus is here in the newsroom studio, and you've been looking into this, John. So what sorts of people are making use of these food banks, and how many of them?
Well, Jackie, it seems all kinds of people, though surprisingly, only a tiny minority are actually homeless. The Trussell Trust, as you say, operates hundreds of food banks. They've released figures this week showing that over the last year, nearly 350,000 people received at least 3 days' worth of emergency food from them. That's an overall increase in users of 170%. Now, that's quite startling in a rich country like Britain. The Trussell Trust says that changes to the benefit system, rising unemployment, the prevalence of low-paid and part-time work are all to blame, but there's also evidence that a large proportion of people go for help because their welfare support payments are delivered late from the government. All kinds of people can find themselves reliant on charity food aid, including Annie Abador, who I spoke to. She was working, but she had to take time off sick, and then she found herself faced with some tough choices.
About 4 weeks ago, we literally had nothing in the cupboard. We had no food, no money. I could have not paid my rent and bought food, but then I would have been evicted and I'd have had no home. It was pay your rent or have food.
So, John, how is the charity dealing with the numbers of people that it's now having to cope with?
Well, on average, they're launching 3 new food banks every week to cope with the demand. As a charity, of course, they're funded through donations, not just money, but food. So, obviously, they want more of both of those. But mainly, they're calling on politicians to recognise the scale of the problem. They say food poverty isn't just something now that happens abroad. It's also happening here in Britain.
John, thank you. That was John McManus.